Hold your papers up high. Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. My name is Steph, and I'm so excited because Dina's back.
Hello.
Welcome back, Dee. You exist.
I do exist.
You're not a figment of my imagination. There have been many people who have wondered. They have said, is Dee really there? But we've been friends from
third grade,
and we met
in the bathroom at the elementary school.
Would you care to share how we met?
I just thought you were very sweet, and I asked you to be my new best friend.
And I said yes while washing my hands. So
that's an awesome story.
Exactly. And Dina, Innocence of youth is right, and I'm delighted because we have two really fantastic people here today. We have Star Prairie Jerry here to our left. He is joining us because I met Star Prairie Jerry through the Star Prairie Jam, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. You're going to need to talk in the microphone.
Well, Star Prairie Jam is our music venue in Star Prairie. It's a wide-open, anything-goes kind of music extravaganza. Our guest today is one of my early arrivals at that jam all those years back, and I have followed her career for a few years now, and been one of her leading cheerleaders, and I've adopted her, and
she's in line.
Hasn't called the police yet.
So Jerry, the suspense is killing me. Say the name of our guest.
Our guest is one and only Nikki Pepper.
Oh, cute. Thank you.
Yes, Nikki, it's delightful to have you here. And thank you, Jerry, for connecting us to her. Are you gonna sneak out?
I'm gonna let you
okay.
Handle it.
He is leaving. All right. Well, fine. Go
Don't
ahead.
Don't
go too far. We want to be able to wave to you. Yes, thank you. Thanks, Jerry, for joining us. Well, Nikki, it is truly a pleasure to have you here on Voices in the Valley. You call yourself an Americana folk singer-songwriter.
Yeah, it's kind of a mashup of everything. I have so many different influences from all over the board. I think that's kind of the way people have described my music, I guess.
So it's more of something that a label that they've put onto your music as opposed to something that you've necessarily put out there for yourself.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I had the opportunity to go and take a read through your bio, and it was so interesting and so amazing that what I would love to do, if you're okay with it, is just kind of break it into pieces, and I'm going to read a little bit of your bio, and then we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Because, Dina, it's super interesting what she's done and where she's been and the adventures
Sounds
you
great.
Must have led all in the name of music.
I have some stories.
You have some stories, and that is why we are here today for those stories. So let's get started. Here is right off of your website, the first part of your bio. Nikki Pepper is a rootsy Americana folk singer-songwriter based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, influenced by the tradition of classic storytellers. She has been described as vintage and soulful, and her lyrics are open and honest. She writes of love, heartbreak, and her dreams, exposing her inner soul to the world within her lyrics and music. That is poetical in and of itself. I feel like you should sing that. Put that to a tune, Nikki.
My talent agent wrote that up for me. It's very sweet. She's very good at that.
Yeah, clearly she is. Well, tell me more. What does that mean, influenced by the tradition of classic storytellers?
I grew up, my dad would read stories to me my brother and sister and I, when we were like going to bed at night. So I've always been fascinated by a good story. And then I started listening to John Prine and Kris Kristofferson and Townsend Zant and Guy Clark and some of those great storytellers. Mm-hmm. And I always thought it was brilliant that you could take a concept like that and put it into like a 3.5-minute song and convey a beautiful story and an emotion. So that's what I try to do when I write.
Oh, I love it. And how long have you been playing music?
Well, pretty much my whole life. I come from a really musical family. But I started playing guitar after I turned 20.
After you turned 20?
Really? Yeah. I played
it's
piano.
It's not too late for us, Dina.
No, it's never too late. I'm only 25, so I can
yes,
start.
Yes, exactly.
Be careful, though. It will take over.
It's addictive, I'm sure.
It is addictive.
Oh, that's great. And what inspired you to pick up the guitar?
I had played piano, and I was getting more and more into music, and my parents bought me a guitar. But I was in college, and I was in art, and I was doing other things, and then it was just like sitting under my bed for like 2 years. And then I took a class, started to learn like the basics, and then I started to realize that I could write songs too. And then it was all downhill from there. Really. the rest is history, I guess.
So if I'm understanding correctly, you've only been writing songs since your early 20s.
Yeah.
Where do you get the inspiration for the music that you write?
From things that I experience, I think, for the most part. Like, I have a song about my grandparents, a song from my mom. My mom went through breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
And she's my hero. And
yeah.
So I have a song that I wrote called Bluebird, and every time she comes to a show, she sings it with me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really special.
Could you play just a little stanza from Bluebird?
Sure.
Would you share that
sure.
with us?
Yeah.
Hey, Bluebird, play your little tune. Melody as sweet as a silver spoon. Stop just a minute and play to me your song. And then as you must, move along. 'Cause hearts like yours make my skies a little more blue. And eyes like yours, well, they make mine too shine on you. Darling, they would shine on you.
Oh my goodness, that is so
beautiful. Thank you.
Where do you find the courage to share these experiences and these deep private moments of your soul with the audience? Because it's so beautiful listening to what you are playing for us, and I just think it takes a lot of courage to be able to do that.
That's a really interesting question. Sometimes it's harder than others.
Okay.
You know, for me, one of the absolute best feelings I have ever experienced is singing and playing. And it's like if I'm playing to people, if I just shut my eyes and it's like playing to that muse that is music, it's like that. It's a very spiritual connection to me. And then everything else falls away, like the judgment and the worried about what other people are thinking or what is happening. Or if a fight's breaking out or whatever. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, when you get started, you play all kinds of venues.
All kinds of venues, yep. And I think, too, as a songwriter, I feel like I'm not the only one that knows how these feelings. Everybody's human. Everybody goes through things. And I have lots of music that I've connected to, that songs that will put words to feelings better than I can. And, you know, I guess I like to put them out there because maybe it could help someone else.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be encouraging.
You know, I really do think it helps other people, and you're giving people a gift of music, and you're making them feel validated that they're not the only ones sharing some of these experiences, and I think that's the power, of art in so many ways, is it takes those things like breast cancer that are so exceedingly hard to deal with, and in a way it almost sacralizes it and makes it holy, something that's such a deep and dark experience. And so it's beautiful. So let's go back to your bio, because there's just so many rich things here. Moving on with the bio written by your very talented talent agent.
Oh, I love her so much.
I know. I can see why I want her to write a bio for me. There'd be nothing to write, but hey, I bet she can make it up.
I bet we could come up with something fun.
Well, you know, we might have kind of fun, you know, doing it. But anyways, Nikki Pepper has opened for Elvis Monroe, Hopo Jim, and among several other acts for Bret Michaels. She's toured Alaska, the Ozarks, and the Midwest. She played the main stage of the Girdwood Forest Fair in Girdwood, Alaska, been on TV and the radio, bit in Bluebird, a series that was featured on Minnesota's Care 11 in 2016. Okay, I love this next part. In 2016, Nikki took home the title of Minneapolis' Most Authentic Artist in the Twin Cities Holy Guacamole sponsored contest. While competing, get this though.
I like that.
While competing against hundreds of other local artists. So, I mean, holy guacamole, that's like a big deal.
Yeah, well, it was like a songwriter showcase thing. And then it was like they took the top 20 or like the 25 people that signed up first. Basically.
Okay.
And then it went, so then they chose six people around the country. I was one of six. And then there was a whole bunch of online submissions. And then there was an overall voting, but I was one of the six.
That's amazing.
That is at the end, yeah.
That is
so cool.
Yeah. That is really cool.
It's fun. I got to be on the TV.
So. You got to be on the TV. Woohoo!
That's pretty cool. Of those other experiences that I mentioned, what was most memorable? I mean, Alaska, the Ozarks, the Midwest. I'm sure it was the Midwest. The cornfields
sure,
of right. Iowa, right?
Right. Oh, my. Well, Iowa always surprises me. It really does. But, I mean, there's, like, you know, little precious moments in everything that you do. One of my favorite, most unique times was the Girdwood Forest Fair in Alaska. It was that's like the northernmost rainforest from what I understand. And it was like in the middle of this forest, literally everyone was wearing rain boots because it was just like muddy. But it was all art and music. And like there's like no politics, no religion, no fighting, no, it was just all walls were down. Everyone was there to just enjoy and celebrate creativity. And there's a lot of tie-dye. And yeah. I mean, it was wonderful. It was really, really beautiful.
It sounds amazing. Well, tell me about your hit song, Ahead of the Storm. I know that's been played, well, plays frequently on Twin Cities Radio 89.3 The Current, which that's one of my favorite stations. So to me, you've made it if you're on The Current.
Oh, thank you. So, and it was the local. It was a local current. But she, the lady that did that, or one of the producers of it, was at that Holy Guacamole thing.
Okay.
And I didn't even have the song recorded at the time, so we had to like get into the studio and get it done and get something to them so they could utilize that. So.
Will you play a little bit of that?
Okay, I will.
If we twist your arm.
I love doing this so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, really, it's a pleasure. This is so fun for us, too.
I live a life of constant moving. I live a life that breathes at night. I live a life that's uncertain. I live a life my mama worries about. Yes, I drink so I can sleep, and I write so I can think, and I play so I can eat, so I walk the streets at night. People say that I'm just living for the moment. People say to settle down and get my head straight. Well, I hate to break it to them, that is just how I was born. All I'm really doing is trying to stay ahead of the storm.
I love it. And what is wonderful is we get to continue to hear this wonderful music after our break. Will, student host here on Voices in the Valley, is going to come and join us. He is a sweetie. Will is great. And after we have our mid-program highlight with St. Croix Valley Art News, and Heather from Artreach St. Croix is going to share some pretty cool happenings in the Valley going on with the Big Read.
Awesome.
We're going to have you continue on. But before we do that, tell me, I know when I was on your website that you play most every weekend and even a lot of times during the week. What's the best way to find out where to hear you here locally?
Well, NikkiPepper.com is okay. My website, and I just learned how to update my shows on the website, so I know everyone's asking
technology.
Me
technology!
I know, woo! Fancy! I'm just catching up, but now I'm trying to keep it updated, I think.
Okay. Now, you spell your name uniquely, so I'm going to attempt to spell it. This is always a little bit hairy, but I'm going to try, so correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Absolutely. So Nikki is N-I-C-I. Pepper, P-E-P-E-R.
Perfect.
Ah, .com. Yep. Oh, yep. My goodness. N-I-C-I-P-E-P-E-R.com. Go and check it out.
Oh,
shut up. She's not. That's a secret. Okay. You know, we did okay without you for a while.
I started repeating her name like that. Oh, sorry.
All right. Stay tuned for Nikki Pepper. After a mid-program highlight with Artreach St. Croix. Nikki, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Heather Rutledge, Executive Director of Artreach St. Croix, reporting on art news for Voices in the Valley. Thanks to a competitive and highly prestigious grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, Artreach St. Croix is coordinating the third year of the Big Read in the St. Croix Valley. This month-long series revolves around a common book and always includes theater, music, visual arts, and more. This year, we will go noir, reading The Maltese Falcon by Dashiell Hammett. The month kicks off with an exhibition reception for Know My Story, which includes work created by inmates in the fine arts and creative writing programs at Stillwater Correctional Facility. Know My Story touches on themes from the book that are often uncomfortable: cynicism, fatalism, and moral ambiguity. Do you have what it takes to match wits with Sam Spade? Test your detecting skills in this escape room program. Small teams of detectives, 14 years old and up, will work together to solve the clues and find the Maltese Falcon before time runs out. Register online or call the Bayport Library to sign up for their April 1st challenge. Many people know the story of the Maltese Falcon because of the classic 1941 film starring Humphrey Bogart. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't read the book, but if you're curious to compare the two, plan to see the film. It will be screened at Amory Library on April 3rd, Bayport Library on April 6th, St. Croix Falls Library on April 21st, and Pleasant Hill Library in Hastings on April 24th. This has been Heather Rutledge bringing you the Big Read edition of the Art News. You can find out about NEA Big Read and plenty of other events on stcroixsplash.org, the St. Croix Valley's online event calendar. Tune in to Voices in the Valley Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KLBB 1220 a.m. and catch hashtag Hush Podcast, which airs the first Saturday of every month.
Hi, this is Emma Atkins, head writer for Hashtag Hush Podcast and actress who plays the role of Andy. The Hush team is comprised of teenagers from all over the St. Croix Valley who write, perform, and produce an original sci-fi radio series. You may have heard our previous episodes played the first Saturday of every month here on Voices in the Valley, but now we are thrilled because after Christmas we'll be launching Hush onto iTunes. You can go on iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review your own hometown, homegrown podcast. Hush follows a teenage girl named Andy, whose parents and then grandmother mysteriously disappear. Andy and her friends set off to search for them on a quest that leads into multiple worlds filled with dangerous secrets and manipulative people. The voice of a strange being named Silence, a bumbling police officer who wants to train his pug to be a police dog, and well-intended but misguided adult aggravate the situation rather than making it better. Check out iTunes, find Hush, subscribe, rate, and review. I hope you enjoy the show.
We've been family-owned since 1922, and we still believe that it all starts with you.
It's Auto Show Month at Stillwater Motors. Hurry in and save up to $11,000 on new 2017 Chevy Silverado light-duty double cabs, including $1,000 finance bonus through GM Financing OAC. Find new roads with your next vehicle from Stillwater Motors. Call 651-HEY-CHEV or go to stillwatermotors.com.
Stillwater Motors, good people to know.
When I found out I was pregnant, I panicked. I was afraid, feeling pressured. I didn't know what else to do.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know there were other options.
I didn't know the baby already had a beating heart.
I didn't know there were couples waiting to adopt. I called the confidential hotline and learned the facts. I found an option that both my baby and I can live with.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
Back in the day, food was more genuine somehow. It still is at Wayback Burgers. We use only fresh, authentic ingredients with made-to-order burgers and creamy hand-dipped milkshakes. At Wayback, things are as they were, only better. Taste freshness, America. Wayback Burgers.
Wayback Burgers now delivers through DoorDash. That's right. Wayback's fresh, authentic ingredients prepared and delivered to you at home through DoorDash. Wayback Burgers in Woodbury. Taste freshness, America.
The Maltese Falcon is a great detective novel. It's impossible to figure out what happens next.
Yeah, well, no one in the book is who they seem to be.
And Sam Spade, the ultimate private eye, he plays all the angles.
You know, I'm a lot like Sam Spade. Smart, tough, on top of everything.
He definitely is everything a hard-boiled detective should be. You, on the other hand, I'm not so sure. Stick to your day job.
The National Endowment for the Arts and the Big Read in the St. Croix Valley present Dashiell Hammett's The Maltese Falcon.
Find more information and complete event listings at valleyreads.org.
We love this book!
During the month of April, listen in every Saturday morning on KLBB 1222 Voices in the Valley. We'll be featuring interviews related to the Big Read, have an original sci-fi audio drama created by middle schoolers, and also feature the NEA podcast. Find out more by going to voicesinthevalley.us.
Well, hold your paper zip high and forget all your worries. We're traveling.
This is Steph here on Voices in the Valley, and if you are just tuning in, you are joining us for the second half of our show when student hosts join our guests. Today, we've got Will back. He is our music guy.
That's right.
And he's that's you, and he is a junior at Stillwater Area High School. Will, it's good to have you back on Voices in the Valley.
Always glad to be here.
Yeah, school going okay?
Of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Straight A's.
Oh, Will! There are big things going to be happening for you.
And I hope so.
I am so delighted because someday here on Voices in the Valley, we're going to be able to say, do you remember that, yeah. Will? He used to be on Voices in the Valley.
Better save my autograph.
That's right.
Well,
and though today I am so delighted because Nikki Pepper here is joining us, and she is another. I want your autograph after this, Nikki. Will you give it to me, please?
Okay, if you'll give me yours.
Oh, okay. Will you sign my card? Oh, Will, I know you have a lot of great questions for Nikki, so I'm going to turn it over to you right away. And I just can't wait to hear more music, Nikki, and hear what you have to say. So thank you. Go
All
for
right,
it.
Yeah. Start off, folk music, you know, how would you really describe it?
So it's interesting to me because folk music is like one of those terms that if you ask different people, you'll get different answers. You know, I think when I think of folk, I think of simple songwriting, like storytelling, like something that you'd hear like on somebody's front porch or something, you know, pretty simple, straightforward. But then I've got other friends who would be like, no, that's singer-songwriter. So it's kind of a vague term, but Americana, I think, is kind of the grab bag of my genre. But I think folk fits in that. That's a really weird answer.
No, I mean, you kind of explained it before, you know, when you talked about how, say, you're a little bit everything.
Yeah.
Would you mind playing something from your album? I mean, we played Ahead of the Storm, but...
Sure.
In my homeland, the joy was plenty. In my homeland, the fields were gold. Now the mothers wear black in mourning, and in silence the story was told. Two girls, two young dreamers, as their music carried them. But the burden of life grew too heavy, and the current was too strong to swim. No one could tell of their sorrow, no one could feel their pain. They held hands on that old stone arch bridge, they could no longer take the rain.
It's an expert.
Great sound.
Thank you. It's based on a true story.
Oh, what of?
It's two girls that jumped off the Stone Arch Bridge together in Minneapolis here. So
that's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Like we talked about a little bit how you can use music to honor someone. That was my way of honoring them, really.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
What really drew you to folk music?
The stories.
Yeah.
I love the stories. And then there are songs, it kind of like what we said, where it can say how you're feeling, you know, sometimes better than you can, or describe a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Does
Good
that
outlet.
Make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
First starting out as an artist, I mean, you really haven't been, well, I shouldn't say that. But anyways, what was it like first starting out?
I did a lot of open mics, which was a great way to learn practicing playing in front of people, which is a whole another animal. And then I made a lot of friends doing that. It's very nerve-wracking. I would get very nervous, very nervous. And one of my first times playing out, I got offered a weekly show every Wednesday for 3 hours. But I only had an hour and a half worth of material. So, and most of it was like by like half, you know, my not so great attempts at writing songs in the very beginning. So I did an hour and a half and then I took a break and then I did the hour and a half again. And then I just realized that maybe I should go home and practice a little more before doing a gig like that. It's just been a big learning curve, you know, but it's exciting. It's always changing and challenging.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, you know, when you're writing all these songs, what really influenced you or who did really?
Really every type of music I could pick people. I grew up listening to the 50s and 60s. Cool 108, back with my dad, he would be playing it in the car. I love like John Prine and Towns Van Zandt and Guy Clark and those guys. I'd say they're probably the biggest influence because I'm always trying to write that song, you know, that sums something up. But I love Janis Joplin too, and Stevie Nicks and Aretha Franklin, all over the board, really.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind playing us one of your first songs you started playing?
Like the first song that I wrote?
No. Just,
so I was like, I don't think you want to hear that.
I just have to break in because this is when you could see it on YouTube. It would be really fun because your eyes, Nikki, got so big when Mel said, could you play us one of your first songs? Like, oh, deer in headlights, no. So now you know we really want to hear it.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It'd be good to hear where you started out. It's inspiring to see where people start and where they end up.
No, you have to.
No, there's no pressure.
Okay.
She's laughing now.
All right, we're just going to try this.
I feel like I should start clapping.
There's only 3 chords in the whole song.
All right. What is one of your first, right?
Yeah,
right.
Keep it simple.
I think there were only 3 chords that I knew at the time.
Put to good use.
Right. What are you doing in my life anyway? Taking my hand on a path that was never my own. No. I didn't know, did you know of your power to lighten the color of my skies? Listen, the burden of my heart to call him for someone like you, for someone like you.
Okay, I love this song. What do you mean? This is your first. Are you kidding me?
It's called Green Apple Day.
I love Green Apple Day. Does it exist anywhere that I can play it online? And is it on a CD? Is it? It should be on a CD. I'm so sorry, but that is an awesome song.
Oh, that's so sweet of you to say that. I think on my Reverb Nation page, there's an old recording of it.
Okay.
It was kind of cute and light. There was like piano and a little slide guitar, I think, in there, but.
Okay, so Nikki, I'm so sad because we have to wrap this up, but you mentioned your Reverb Nation page. I did not know about this, so tell me, what is that before we sign out for the day?
Okay, ReverbNation.com. I think it's just ReverbNation.com/Nikki Pepper.
Okay.
And that has some shows on it.
Okay.
I'm focusing now more on the website, but there's a bunch of old recordings. Like, I've been just kind of posting things throughout the years on there. There's some pictures and things, but... Green Apple Day is on there.
All right. Well, I am definitely going to ReverbNation.com.
Okay.
And I get the opportunity to spell your name again before we, you know, leave for the morning. So we have been listening to Nikki Pepper. She is an Americana folk artist here in the Minneapolis area who has traveled all over the United States. And you can find out more about her by going onto her website, NikkiPepper.com, NikkiPepper.
Yeah.
Dean is not here right now. I'm just kidding. But you won't forget it. NikkiPepper.com, mm-hmm. And go on to ReverbNation.com as well to listen to Green Day Apple.
Green Apple Day.
Yay. I love it. Thank you so much, Nikki, for joining us.
Thank you, Will, for hosting.
You have been listening to Voices in the Valley. We air every Saturday morning on KLBB 1220. You can also download our podcasts on all the podcast directories, including iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. And these days, you just never know where things are going to end up. I'm constantly surprised. I just got contacted by somebody in Idaho. It's like, what the heck? How did you find us in Idaho? But I was glad. had. Awesome. So anyways, find Voices in the Valley on the podcast, and definitely can go online to YouTube in about a month and see Nikki playing these wonderful songs. So yeah, Nikki, thanks for joining us. Next week on Voices in the Valley, it's episode 7 of Hashtag Hush Podcast. Vega and Marcel are up to no good, and Andy may finally convince her friends that the portal exists. Have a great day, everyone.